Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. When the process of Prithvi Yajna became manifest within his heart, King Pururva went to the same spot where he had left Agnisthali. There he saw that from the womb of a Swami tree an Ashwastha tree had grown. He then took a piece of wood from that tree and made it into two urnies, desiring to go to the planet where Urvasi resided. By chanting mantras, meditating upon the lower urni as Urvasi and upper one as himself, and the pieces of wood between them as his son. In this way, he began to ignite the fire. Purport. The Vedic fire for performing yajna was not ignited with ordinary matches or similar devices. Rather, the Vedic sacrificial fire was ignited by the urnis or two sacred pieces of wood, which produced fire by friction with a third. Such a fire is necessary for the performance of yajna. If successful, a yajna will fulfill the desires of the performer. Thus, Pururva took advantage of the process of yajna to fulfill his lusty desires. He thought of the lower Ani as Urvasi and the upper one as himself and the middle one as his son. A relevant Vedic mantra quoted herein by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is Sami Garbad Agnim Mantha. A similar mantra is Urvasyam Urvasi Pururvaha. Pururva wanted to have children continuously by the womb of Urvasi. His only ambition was to have sex life with Urvasi and thereby get a son. In other words, he had so much lust in his heart that even while performing yajna, he thought of Urvasi instead of thinking of the master of yajna, Yajneshwara, Lord Vishnu.
Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjan Salakya Chakshur Unmata Tasme Sri Gurve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitavena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yudapata Kamalam Sri Guru Nvaishtamacham Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhadinascha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrasabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So here is nice verse about a nice chapter for Pururva and Urvasi. In the Vedic time, olden time, to ignite a fire, people needed a match or other device such as lighter or anything. By yogic mantra, they can light, ignite the fire. Here Pururva did that one. When the Agnisthali left, what happened is Pururva was very lusty, and when he lost Urvasi, he made it upon again. He tried to get her back. So what happened then? Urvasi requested him that if you request Gandharva, if you pray to Gandharva, then you might get me back. So Pururva prayed to Gandharva, and Gandharva, what they did? Instead of real Urvasi, they gave him Agnisthali. Agnisthali was looking exactly like Urvasi.
She wasn't Urvasi, but she looks like, exactly like Urvasi. So Pururva started again in the forest playing with her. But during the husband and wife relationship, he realized straight away that this is not my Urvasi. Something wrong here. Then he realized that there's some mistake here. So he went back again, left the Urvasi in a cemetery here. And then he went back again to do this yagya and all this formality. In the olden time, people used to do all many different kind of yagnas, like Rajasu yagya. If you want to get the kingdom, then you have to do Rajasu yagna. Then putreshti yagna. That means if you want to get a son, then you have to do that yagna, perform that yagna, and you get a putra, you get a son. Same way there is the Aswamegh yagna. If you want the kingdom, the planet Earth, then you do the Aswamegh yagna. So many yagya, different kind. There are, according to Veda, there is four Vedas: Rugved, Yajurved, Samved, and Atharved, and 18 Puran. In all different Puran, there are so many process for the human being how to lead a peaceful life, and so many process, so many different kind of yagna is mentioned there. At least 400 different kind of yagna mentioned there. So you can take advantage. But as far as we concern, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us nice Sankirtan Yagna. He says, Sankirtan Yagna hi prayare ajanti hi sumedasa. Intelligent person will perform this Sankirtan Yagna. Either you can chant on your own, or you can chant in a group, and you don't have to worry about the slokas. Because if you're in a real Yagna, if the priest, or if you make a mistake, then you had it. Then it's a lot of problem you're expecting. Because Sanskrit mantra is so powerful. If you pronounce one word differently, slight mistake, and instead of a son, you'll get the girl. And it happened in history, it happened, you all know that. So you have to be very careful. But this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is 16 words. It's a combination of 16 words. It's so nice. Hare, Krishna and Ram, 3 words. And then it's combination. And then if you chant, Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. It's so beautiful. Anyone can chant. When we go on Saturday night on the Oxford Circus, even the little children, not really, they are not interested, but like jokingly, they come and join with us. And they chant, Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. Because it's the potency of the mantra. Mantra, there is its potency, it's called bija. It's a seed verse. And then, when you chant so many times, particular time, then you get a mantra shakti, energy of that mantra. So for the Kali Yuga, this is the mantra for us. As far as we are concerned, we belong to ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We don't have to do any yagna. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra is powerful, most powerful mantra. In olden time, they used to do all different kind of yagna. Like ordinary, in daily life, like they have to do Devi Yagna, Pitru Yagna, then Brahm Yagna, Manushya Yagna, and Bhut Yagna. Ordinary human being, they must perform these 5 yagna. What does that mean? Devi Yagna means worshipping different kind of God. In every, I don't know about the whole world, but at least in India, every house have a temple. Probably you remember. In this country, I don't know, but in India, at least every house have a temple. And sometimes they don't know who is God. But demigod, demigoddesses, they keep everything in the temple and start worshipping. At least they are worshipping Devi Yagna, worshipping God according to their desire, you know. Then there is Pitru Yagna. Sometimes people worship their forefathers, hoping that the forefathers will give them prosperity. Then there is Brahm Yagna. Brahm Yagna means prayer to Guru, Rishis and Vedic scriptures. Because Guru is the one, spiritual master, who gives you the guidance, who is always with you. He gives you the guidance, how to lead a good life. Then there is a Rishis. Rishi Muni have left so many scriptures. As per example, Vyasdev. In the Satya Yuga, there was only literature. The one Veda. And one God, Vishnu. But later on, it divided by 4 Vedas. And different kind of organization. different kind of worship, like krute yadhayato Vishnu, tetayam yato ayatado mukhe, dvapare paricharyayam, kalo tad hari kirtanat. Satyayuk different worship, tetayuk different, kaliyuk different, and dvaparik different, all different. Kaliyuga, simple like what we are doing now here, Kaliyuga. Simply listen to Srimad Bhagavatam class and chant Hare Krishna. By doing that, what will happen? He says, Prasannatma, Brahma Bhut Prasannatma, na sochati na kangsati, samah sarva subhutesu mad bhaktim lapade param. When you chant, when you will listen to Srimad Bhagavatam class, all different classes, then what happened? Brahma Bhut Prasannatma, na sochati na kangsati. You don't desire anything, you don't worry about anything. You always in a good Brahma Jyoti stage, Brahma Bhut. You don't have to worry about whole world. That is the advantage of this Harinam Sankirtan. So that is Brahma Yagnam. Then the Manushya Yagnam. People nowadays, they worried about all over the world. There's so many people starving, sex problem, so many problems. The children are not obeying their fathers. They don't take any order from the father. So many problems all over the world. So some rich people, what they want to do? They found this Daridra Narayan Seva. In the scripture actually there is no such word as Daridra Narayan. Narayan is Lakshmipati, husband of goddess of fortune. How he can be Daridra? How he can be poor? So that's a wrong conception. In the name of organization they collect the Lakshmi and God knows where they're using it. And doesn't matter, even if they use for a good purpose, still there are so many garib, so many poor people loitering in the street. Because there is no guidance, that's why. If somehow they join Hare Krishna movement, or any good movement, we don't say only Hare Krishna. If there is any good movement, and they know that who is God, and if they follow their spiritual master, then they will understand who is God. Sometimes they say that all the way route take your same path. You just chant any name of the God you like, and then will lead you to the same path. Isn't it true in India especially they say like that you can worship any God? It's not like that. First of all, you have to understand the definition of God. Here Pururva, he knew the art of the yajna, so he performed that yajna. He got the result as well. He got the Urvasi of them. She made the condition, but at least he got it. So then she got the, then people nowadays, first of all, they have to understand who is God. God definition is Bhagavan. In Sanskrit, the exact word is Bhagavan. Bhaga plus one. Bhaga means all the opulences. And one means one who possesses all the opulences in 100%. Not like 50, 60, 70%. 100%. And what is the opulences? Riches, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. All this should be in 100%. That is called God. When Lord Krishna appeared, only about 5,000 years ago, he exhibited all this, you know that Lord Krishna right from beginning, since he was a child, he started killing all the demons, big demon, not the small mosquito or small snake, big demon, he started killing. Because that is God's mission. He says, paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha duskutam, dharma santap nathaya, sambhavami, yuge yuge. That's why Lord come, to punish the miscreant, and to establish the religious principle. That's why Lord come. And he already did. That is called God. Don't think that anyone can God. Do you think then you buy any ticket and go to New York? If you want to go to New York, you have to buy the exact ticket for New York or India. You can't buy any ticket and just go to New York. Same way here. You can't go to any demigod and thinking to go to Golok Vrindavan. Here, Urvasi belong to the other planet. Sometimes we think that this earth planet is that's all. No, it's not like that. So many other planets, millions and trillions of planets floating in the sky by the will of Krishna, by the will of Govinda. And Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that Goloka Namni, Nija Dhamni, Talaita Tasya, Devi Mahesa, Hari Dhamasu Tesu Tesu, Tete Prabhava, Vichya Nishitashvena, Govinda Mati Purusam, Tam Ham Bhajami. Goloka Namani, Nija Dhamani, Tale Tatasya. There is Devi Dham, this material world called Devi Dham. Then Hari Dham, Mahesh Dham, and then on top is Golok Vrindavan. To go to Golok Vrindavan, it takes millions of years. This Urvasi belong to Indralok. Why? How she went there? Anyone knows who was Urvashi first of all? Who was father and mother? What happened? Then when there was a rishi called Nar Narayan, they were doing tapasya austerity in the India Badrikasram. In the Himalaya range, there is a mountain called Badrikasram. So this Nar Narayan, they were doing austerity for so many years without eating anything. So Indra is always after something. Indra thought that this Nar Narayan, when they will be successful, then what will happen to my post? What will happen to my Amaravati? I might lose my kingdom. So what happened? He sent two Apsaras. Indra, if you see the history, so many times Indra sent Apsaras like Menka, Ramba, Tilotama, so many Apsaras, beautiful Apsara god, goddess. And they sent a beautiful woman to divert their attention, those who doing austerity. So here, Indra sent two big, beautiful Apsaras. So Nar Narayan, they were yogi. Yogi have something, some type of yogi, Ashta Yogi, Ashta Siddhi, you know, it's called Ashta Yogi. Anima, Lagima, Prapti, so many, Isita, Vasita. So this yogi can do anything. So Nar Narayan, they were God. They realized that what Indra is doing. Like same thing with Krishna. Indra did to Krishna as well. Like, no, when Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill, everyone knows about that. So here Indra sent two Apsaras. Nar Narayan, what they did, that aha, this Indra is puffed up little bit, so let break his ego. So what he did, Narayan, he just strike on the thigh, not any other part, just the thigh, and one beautiful lady came out of the thigh. That was Urvashi. Why Urvashi? In Sanskrit, Ur means thigh, and Vashi means who stays in the thigh. That's why her name was Urvashi. Then, when the Apsara realized that Rishi Muni is very strong. So when they were going back to Indralok, Nar Narayan said, okay, take this Urvashi as well. This is a gift from me to Indra. So Indra, next time don't make mess about with any yogis. So that's why Urvashi went to that lok. But she had a curse of Maitra and Varun. That's why she came back to Earth planet. Usually, people from other planet, easily they don't come to Earth planet. But this Urvashi came because of the curse by Maitri and Varun. There is a long story about that. So when Urvashi came back, this Pururva was very lusty. That was he said, that he was very lusty. You know? He then took a piece of this, desiring to go to the planet where Urvashi resided, he chanted mantras, different mantras. Meditating upon the lower urn is Urvashi, upper one himself, and the pieces of wood between them as sin. In this way began to ignite the fire. And when the fire ignited, he himself wanted to engage with Urvashi straight away. He didn't wait long. See, his only ambition was to have sex life with Urvashi and beget a great son. So nowadays a lot of problem with the sex life as well, even in devotee's life. So Prabhupada gave a nice idea, how to control the sex life. He said, when you are in the material world, sex life is always like it's existing all over the world, anywhere you go. But as a devotee of Krishna, and in the human society, the human society should be divided four varna and four ashram. It's called brahmachari, grihastha, vanprastha and sannyas. Right? If you are brahmachari, and what happens if you have sex urge, then what you do? Prabhupada said, that you think about Madan Mohan. Krishna is very expert. He think about Madan Mohan, pray to Madan Mohan, and you will be alright. Or, you can think about Krishna's activity with gopis. Krishna did so many activities with the gopi. If you remember that, then also you are safe. But don't try to imitate. Whatever Krishna did with gopis, you can't imitate. You just follow the guidelines. Anukaran and Anusaran, two different things. Anukaran means if someone does something, you do it, that is called Anukaran, Anusaran. But don't do that. You have to Anusaran, follow the instruction. If you are confused, then you ask your spiritual master, ask the devotees or the devotees, ask your God brothers, there is Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, You can find out so many alternative ways. But don't confuse in your state. Because if you confuse and if you don't take action, then it's like a disease. The disease will spread all over the body. And according to Shastra, death, disease and fire, you cannot avoid. You have to take action straight away. Same way with the sex. You must take action straight away. The best thing is chant Hare Krishna all the time. Think about Madan Mohan and this Gopi Lila, not last Lila. And as I said, don't try to imitate. Krishna is God, He can do anything. We are ordinary human beings, we can't do. We have to follow the guidance of the spiritual master. And that way, you'll be safe. Sometimes people say that all over the world, there is a rape problem, so many problems with the women as well. Here Urvashi was, she was Apsara from the upper planetary system. Still, she had a sex with this Pururva. And they had so many sons as well. You know? Because married life is like that. If you can't stay brahmachari, usually best thing is you stay as a brahmachari. Prabhupada would say, stay as a brahmachari. Because once you start grihastha life, then what happened? You need a lot of things. First of all, you need a guru, you need a house. Then you need a kshetra to work some field or something. Then vitter, you need some Lakshmi to maintain the family. And then, if you are married, you should have a children as well. Then more trouble start. When you have children, to maintain the children, first it was wife only, but now you got children as well. So it's double responsibility. So you have to maintain the children, and you have to lot of problem after that. That doesn't mean you can get married. If you have problem, if you can't control yourself, then you get married. But the best thing is Brahmachari Ashram. That is the best thing. If you can't avoid, then you can enter the grihastha life. And grihastha life, only one wife. One wife, and you stay faithful to her all the lifetime. Nowadays, divorce problem is the biggest problem in the all over the world. The sex and divorce is the biggest problem. Little sometime, 50 years old or 60 years old, they rape a 10 years old girl. Can you believe that? That is Kali Yuga. What, think about your mind, what sort of mind they got in garbage in the mind. Sisi Radha Gokulananda ki, Sisi Taram Lakshma Hanuman ki, Giri Govardhan ki, Hare Krishna. So you have to train your mind. Don't like, in the history there are so many instances how to train the mind. Mind is like a, like what you call serpent, you know, it goes here, there, everywhere. But if you control the mind, then you can control the intelligence also. Mind is your best enemy and your best friend. If you control the mind, then you can control the sex urge as well. Any urge, any demand from the body, you can control. That's why it says mind your best friend, and at the same time, mind your best enemy as well. If you don't know how to control the mind. And that's why you have to control the mind. Otherwise, lot of problem, you're expecting a lot of problem. Now planetary system, in Asia said, there's so many different planets and different on this earth planet, we have plenty of water here. In some planet, like ocean of oil, ocean of ghee, clarified butter, whole ghee, imagine. Then ocean of so many different things available. And there is living being as well. In olden time, people say that they went to Chandra, moon planet. Because there are so many planets, moon, sun, and all the demigod controlling that planet. If you want to cross ordinary on the earth planet, if you want to go from one country to another country, there is immigration department. You have to fulfill the immigration officer. Only then you can enter that country. So do you think to go to other planet without any qualification you can go there? At that time, everyone believes except Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, they might have gone to another planet, but not at least not moon planet. And on trying, they're still trying. Prabhupada said that wasting so many millions of pounds and dollars and rupees, you know, to go to a different planet. But ordinary, this body, you can't go there. First of all, you have to qualify yourself. If you qualify, yogi can go there, they can fly. But with ordinary machine, you can't go there. So it's just false ego. Sometimes we have false ego. And because of the ego, we want to rule over not this planet, not one country, or this earth planet, then let's rule on the other planet. We have desire. That desire, because with the desire, all the problems start. Our only desire should be, we are servant of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that a manushya janma hai liyar, janma sarthak kari karo parupkar. Bharata bhumite, manushya janma hai liyar, janma sarthak kari karo parupkar. See, he said, that anyone who has taken his birth as a human being, not animal, not birds, not insects, any manushya janma, human being, what he has to do? Make your life perfect and then spread this message all over the world. We don't consider as Indian, Hindu, Muslim, Sikh. We have to see the spirit soul inside the body. This designation, we selfish human being we have made. This part is mine, that part is your. You can't come here, you can't go there. No. The whole earth planet belong to God. And we are all sons of God. We can go anywhere. He says, Athato Brahma Jignasa. When we have an inclination from Brahma Jignasa, then you find out, Brahma Janati Iti Brahmanaha. You have to consider the Brahman. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. You have to go to the stage slowly. You can't jump as Bhagavan. Bhagavan is very powerful. First you know the Brahman, Paramatma, the Lord sitting in your heart. You know all these things stage by stage. And then one day, when the time comes, you will know God as well. But what is sitting in your heart? If you have desire, then Krishna will fulfill that desire. So don't think only sex life is only between the human being. Even animals. In animal also there is a couple, like he pigeon and she pigeon. Cat also, they are two. Always couple, always together. Even the birds, they always fly together, stay together, play together. So this is common thing. But we, intelligent people, have to control that. And to control that, brahmacharya is the best stage. If you can't do, then enter in the gruhastha life. Marry with one wife. And then, no divorce. In India, there was no divorce system before. Recently, it's introduced by the government. Few years ago. Otherwise, there is no divorce. Either you like it or not like it. You just stay with your wife. And that's it. That's the end of the story. Then, brahmacharya and then vanprastham. After that, he says in Srimad Bhagavatam, panchosvadam vanam rajet. After 50, one should retire from family life and go to the forest. Now think about forest. Who will retire at 50? Very rare. Although people know that they cannot live up to 60 or 70. Our age, you can live up more than 100, at least 125 years. But who living that age? Some people, they are so unlucky that they don't reach even 50, don't get to the pension age and they die. There are so many diseases in the body. Why? Because of the food they eat. They don't know who is the God, how to offer the food to the Lordship. Srila Prabhupada kindly introduced all this system for your benefit, for our benefit. And if you follow that, then there is no problem. You make a nice temple in your altar. If you can't come to temple every day, you can make a nice temple altar on your own home and offer what your food you offer to Lordship first. There is a mantra for that one. And then you put the tulsi leaf inside. Without tulsi, Lord doesn't accept anything. It doesn't matter either you made 100 bhoga or 56 bhoga or whatever. But you must put at least one tulsi leaf. Basil plant we call it. Tulsi is Lord Vishnu's favorite. No matter what sort of offering you make, you offer that one. Lord Vishnu will be very pleased and he accept the prasadam. And then you accept that one. And that way you lead the family life. And what happened then? You train the children as well. Because the children in the family, they know what my father or mother doing. And they will learn straight away. Little child, whatever you do, they always imitate you. You clap and they will clap with you as well. So whatever you doing, they will follow. And not only that. Here, Bharata Bhavite Manushya Janma Sarthakari Parupkar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, all over the world, not only in your family. You spread this message all over the world. This knowledge is very lacking all over the world. There in the college, university, there are so many different departments. There is physics, mathematics, biology, geography, engineering. Even in engineering, there is electrical, mechanical, civil engineering. So many different departments. You know, even in mathematics, there is higher mathematics. There is 1 plus 1 equal to 2, but there is another one, A plus B plus C plus D, you know. There is different mathematics, higher mathematics. So many things available. But the spiritual knowledge, nowhere available. It now, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Srila Prabhupada translated all this literature in English language. And you are so fortunate that you got this ready-made. Everything is ready-made for you. When you buy something, there is instruction coming together. Any small instrument you buy, there is instruction. Now, how fortunate you are. Srila Prabhupada gave everything, word-to-word meaning. We just read it. Word-to-word meaning of the Sanskrit sloka, then English translation. And if you don't understand, there is purport, whole purport. What does it mean? How beautiful it is. It's only if you don't take advantage, then you are most unfortunate. And then what happened? Next birth is guaranteed. Don't think that you will get your birth as a human being. Sometimes people said, then when this birth finished, doesn't matter. You know, I may take another country, some nice country. Not like that. There are 8,400,000 species of life. And you have to take one birth according to your desire. The last wish, you know, whatever the desire, Krishna is so kind, he will fulfill that desire. It's up to you, entirely up to you, how to take advantage of this shastra. In Narottam Das Thakur says, even Narottam Das Thakur says, Manushya Janma Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya Janiya Sunya Visha Khaina. Narottam Das Thakur wrote so many nice songs. He says, Manushya Janma Paya, you have get this human form of body. Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya. He clearly mentioned Radha Krishna. He doesn't mention any demigod or anything. Straight away, Radha Krishna. And even Srila Prabhupada, all over the world, he established Radha Gokulanan, Radha Landaneswar, Radha Parsadi, Radha Radhanath. So many Radha and Krishna together. If you want peace and prosperity, you don't worship Krishna only. It's Shakti and Shaktiman. You have to worship both of them together. Srila Prabhupada kindly did all this together for us. Even in Africa you go, England, anywhere you go, it's always Radha Krishna together. You can worship that one. It's deity worship, you know. So he said that when you get the human form of body, if you don't worship Radha Krishna, then what will happen? You might worship your dog, your cat. And you have to follow their instruction. You take the guidance from your dog. You take the dog with the lead to the park, and when the dog stands, you have to stand as well. So are you the master or the dog is master? Because the dog is there. And because dog standing here, that's why you have to stand. So just think about it. You are the master or the dog is master. At that time, dog is the master, not you. Because of the ego, you think that, I am the master. Nobody is master. Everyone is in a material body, just servant. So this Narottam Das Thakur says, Janiya Sunya Visakhayana. You know all this very well. But then, you don't take the lotus feet of Mukunda. If you make your life successful, you take lotus feet of Mukunda, lotus Radha Gokulanam, Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. And then your life will be successful. Otherwise, you will engage all your life, sex, game, computer game, on the internet. So many things available nowadays. They have found this latest technology. You buy one nice mobile phone, and then after a few months, there is another one in the market. You know? So all your hard earned money goes that way. So why don't you buy one book which gives you the knowledge? The mobile phone, you did need it, definitely. It's not that it's one fundament. It's necessary. But at the same time, don't waste too much time. Children nowadays, they waste so much time. And then what they get? From the cinema, theater, what they on? Raping the young children, raping young girl. That is not the aim of human life. You, as a human being, you must understand. you must respect the women as well. Sometimes people think that women are like slaves. It's not like that. Srila Prabhupada gave so much importance to women that women can be engaged in this movement as well. It's not that women sit in one corner and the men just do the only thing. No. If they are capable, they can make a nice garland for Krishna. You have to engage the women as well. And it is our duty to engage them. All over the world, same, so many beautiful women, they have no ambition. And people, in the name of freedom, they take advantage of that women. And then what happened? They go into prostitution, so many other business, and their life is ruined. So the same potency, you got energy, you engage everything, even the little children. If you don't guide them, then what will happen? You guide them in the right path and bring to Krishna, some or other. Then, it's a janya sunya visakhayana. You know all these things, but you don't understand, you don't apply in your life, you don't guide the society. So vis means poison. Knowingly you're taking this poison. It's entirely up to you. So here, we have to learn from this Purarva. Purarva was very lusty. He had lusty desire in his heart. As soon as he got this Urvashi, he started affair with him. You know, husband-wife relationship. So no doubt, if you are married, then you have that one. You have children. But raise the children in a Krishna conscious way, not other way. Right from beginning, like a little tree, if it is a little tree, you can bend it down. But if it is a big, you can't bend it down. So children and women, nice girl are like that. And especially the girl must be protected. Women, when she is a girl, she is protected by the parents. When she is married, she is protected by her husband. When she is old enough, if the husband takes sannyas, or if he goes away, manprast, then the elder son can look after the mother. Same way, all the stages of life, there is no freedom for women. But that doesn't mean they are slaves. They are as important as children and men. Don't underestimate, never underestimate. They can do so many miracles for our ISKCON society. And we have to make sure, and they do it. Actually, if you go to anywhere, Prabhupada did nice work for us. Everything is ready. It is up to us how to take advantage of that one and engage everyone, children, women, old men, anyone, old people. They are always worried. If you see the old people, you don't see them Brahmabhut Prasannatma. Prasannatma means always, you know, like always smiling face. ISKCON devotee, they are smiling without anything, you know, because they have any desire, no akanksha, nothing. But if you see old men, they are always worried. Then when I was young, I have 10 business. If I work hard, I might have a whole empire. I might have built up 15 business. Always worried. Or I would have get that one. I would have that one. I would have get married to my children. So many anxiety all the time. But ISKCON devotee, they have no anxiety. Because they know Krishna is there. Behind there, Krishna is there. Everything running on Krishna's wish. No matter how hard you try, nothing happens by your will. He says, a blade of grass. What does this, there's a proverb? Blade of grass? How to say? Najan, that's right, yeah. The blade of Najan move. Only Krishna's will, everything, whole material planet, not this planet, all the planet floating in the sky, by only Krishna's will. Krishna's will. Otherwise, this big, like this, no theory, everything falling down. You know, Gurutvakarshan, law of gravity. Law of gravity, where is the law of gravity? Whole planet floating in the sky, where is the law of gravity? If you put something in the water, like stone, if you put in the water, then the stone gets right to the down. But Lord Ramchandra, when he exhibited this way, Lord Ramchandra, they were ready to cross the Lanka. What the monkey did? They simply died down, Ram, Ram, and put the stone, and the stone started floating in the water. Can you imagine? Where is the law of gravity? Where is the scientist gone there? So this is called God's omnipotency. God is so powerful, He can do anything. And if you desire, you can become Indra, Chandra, Varun, Agni, Vayu. You can go to that planet as well. Simply we have to worship Krishna, Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna Bhajiya. Janiya Suniya Visakhayana. Otherwise, you knowingly drank the poison. So you must worship Radha Krishna. And we are so fortunate. Right from beginning, 3:30, 4:30, Mangala Arati, Tulsi Puja, you know, so many things available now. It's for our own benefit. Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 70, crossed the ocean when we take a plane, 8 hours or 10 hours, and we are so tired. Srila Prabhupada travelled so many times at his old age. Even the last time when he came here, he wasn't capable to climb upstairs. And they used to be seated in palanquin, and he was seated and devotee carrying him upstairs. Imagine what a body. Still he was doing for our own benefit. He still came here last time, you know. So it is now up to us how to take advantage of ISKCON and spread this mission like a forest fire. You know, don't engage in other activity. Only Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Is there any question, please?